This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and Low Country. Welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. I'm Carl DeMasi, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's June 13th. We're already halfway, almost halfway through June. It's 75 degrees out here in the SAV. High of 95 today. It's going to feel like 103. And a low of 75 right now. It doesn't look like any rain. But, you know, the afternoon rainstorms will come through and be ready for it. But, once again, a great day to talk local sports. Great being here every weekend. Right here in the brand new ESPN Savannah studio. Right here in the Savannah Mall. People out here walking, getting exercise. The Savannah Mall is open for people to come in, walk around until the store's open about 10 o'clock. And, you know, it's always a lot of fun coming in here on Saturday mornings. Well, let's start off with the lineup. We play two games here every Saturday morning, 9 until 10, and then 10 until 11. And a great lineup once again. Coach always has a lineup. We're going to start out with local scores, national news, local news, whatever it may be related to sports. Quarter number two, we'll go to the WTOC special. I would call him the special reporter, but he's special here in Savannah, Georgia. Been here for over 20 years. I mean, great job with the Savannah Morning News. Now he's with WTOC, and that's Tim Gadara. Well, you know what? He's been following these guys since they've been little kids. And I'm telling you right now, it's exciting to get him on my phone. He's up in North Carolina playing a little golf, but he's going to take some time before he gets on that tee. He's going to talk about our three local golfers, professional golfers, who made the 115th U.S. Open. That's Brian Harman, Mark Silvers, and Tim O'Neill. Tim Guider in quarter number two, about 9:17. Quarter number three, the Bacon Park is under renovations. Front nine's done, back nine. I mean, I've been watching it every day, and I mean, it's just the way it's changing is unbelievable. And we're going to talk to Jason Griswold. He is the general manager, the PGA general manager of OC Welch Golf Properties. So Jason's going to come on. He took over for Dan Carlisle. Great job. So Jason's going to tell us what's going on in the back nine. Close out the first hour with a new take. Now, if you listen to ESPN Radio, you know that there's a show here every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 called Three and Out with my buddies Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne. Well, we're going to start something new this Saturday. Ending the first hour, we're going to go with Two and Out. Yes, Two and Out. The two Italians. The old godfather, that's the coach, because, you know, I'm up in years. And my little paisan, PJ Zucco, who's the producer and does everything down there for my show from the Brunswick, from the Glen Mall Place, And we're going to do Two and Out. We're going to come up with two questions, and we're going to close out the first hour with Two and Out with the two Italians. One's a Southerner and one's a Northerner. No, we're both Northerners, but he's been down here. I consider him a Southerner. He's been here since he's been a young tot. So that'll be hour number one. Hour number two, we'll go back first quarter. We'll recap local scores, local news, what's going on in the area. Then we'll go to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. How to finally get this kid on. I mean, I've covered all the Savannah Morning News Best of Preps athletes except for the golf section. And I'm telling you, this guy had a great senior year. Benedictine golfer, Colby Kennedy. He was the golfer of the year, finished third in the state. Just a great job. Colby Kennedy, we'll find out if he's going on anywhere after he just graduated. So anywhere he's going next year, we'll find out. And then we'll go to the third quarter of the first hour. Coming in studio, the man himself, Calvary Day School Athletic Director, head soccer coach Chad Griffin. I mean, just a bunch of Calvary Day School, former Calvary Day School athletes making it to the major leagues or getting drafted. We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, he is the head boys and girls soccer coach at Calvary Day School. So what more than asking about what happened last night? The U.S. women tie Sweden. Don't score a goal. It's been a long time since that happened. But, you know, let's get a soccer expert. I mean, I toiled in coaching soccer, but I'm not the expert. So the third quarter of the second game, roughly about 10:30, Calvary Day School Athletic Director, Head Soccer Coach Chad Griffin will be in studio live in the Savannah Morning, the Savannah Morning News, the ESPN Savannah Mall Studio. Okay, so let's go to the scoreboard. Let's go to the news. Well, Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors tied 2-2, and Cleveland looked tired. They looked tired the other night. They get 3 days rest tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. 2-2 series back there in Oakland for the in Golden State's home. I like the Cavaliers, I really do, and I know I've been saying this on the radio to Kevin and Matt. Haven't had a chance to talk to BJ about this. Kevin Thomas and Matt Osborne, the stars of our Three and Out Daily Show. The Cavaliers are playing better without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. I know LeBron's, you know, has the ball, but the best player in the world deserves the ball. But the supporting cast is playing a lot more. Togetherness, there's more unity, there's cohesion, okay? So that's my, I don't think it's over yet. I think the Cavaliers will take the next game. It'll come back to Cleveland, and 51 years since they've won a professional championship. So it's going to be pretty interesting. But that's my prediction. I think Cleveland will win tomorrow night with an extra day's rest. We got to go to the Major League Baseball draft. Local guys getting drafted. Pretty excited about it. I said last week we had Ashley Morris from USCB Calvary hoping to get drafted. Did not get drafted. We'll find out what he's going to do. But Ryan Lawler, okay, former Calvary Day School pitcher, UGA pitcher, okay, gets drafted by his home team. The Atlanta Braves. What a story. I mean, the kid's been really good. I mean, he was picked in the eighth round, 240th overall pick by the Braves, staying here in the good old GA. But he'll start out down in Orlando. He'll get a couple of days under his belt. Then he'll probably go up to the Danville Braves up there in Danville, Virginia. I got to tell my older brother, that's where he lives, that we got a Calvary Day School kid coming. So Ryan Lawler, Atlanta Braves, great choice. And then across the county line, we'll go to Richmond Hill, Bryan County. Chandler Newman, chosen by the Cleveland Indians. I know a lot about the Cleveland Indians. This kid can throw the ball. He's a high school. Once again, he's just graduating high school. Was picked 334th in the 11th round and by the Cleveland Indians. He becomes the second Savannah area baseball player taken this year as far as guys living here. Now, we of course, Chandler is trying to work out a deal with them. We don't know where he'll go. But right now we got Ryan Lawler and Chandler Newman. We cannot forget about Armstrong Atlantic, DJ Denard. I mean, DJ Denard is a power hitter. I mean, he was a senior first baseman. He was picked in the 39th round of the 215th Major League first-year player draft by the Cardinals. So we'll find out what Denard is doing. I don't know how many of you guys know that this is the 26th player to be drafted from Armstrong State since Warren Bachman in 1982. Okay, overall, the Pirates have sent 76 plays to professional baseball in 33 years. Pretty impressive, okay? Let's go to the pro scoreboard in baseball. Got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Took it on the chin last night, 5-3. They're 29-32. They're third place in the NL East. The Mets are unbelievable. The Mets are on a roll. In the last 33 games, they're 22-11. The Mets are in first place. Alex Wood entered the game, only allowing two home runs, but he was tagged for two home runs early by the Mets. So they go down 5-3. They made it a game. They cut it to 4-3, but they couldn't hang on. Well, we're going with our ace, and he is our ace, Shelby Miller. I mean, he's down to a 1.84 ERA. He's just allowed one run in seven innings. One earned run in seven innings against San Diego last week. Hopefully he'll put a little stop to the little slide that's going on. And, of course, former Savannah Sandnet player Jacob DeGroom toes the rubber for the Mets. So he knows a little about Savannah, Georgia. And, of course, it's at Citi Field in Flushing, New York. Game time 4:10. It's on Fox Sports South. So that's professional baseball. Sandnets, the Nets, 10 in a row. Unbelievable. First place. I mean, you know, we had Luis Guillame. We had Luis Guillame, the shortstop, on last week as one of our players of the week. But unbelievable. The Sandnets, I mean, they win last night 8-6. Extends their winning streak to 10. They're 34-27. They've won 21 of their last 26, and they're tied for first place with the Greenville Drive. They have three All-Stars going to the All-Star game, the Sally League All-Star game, and one of them, Jonathan Johnson, last night. I mean, he was 3-for-5. Right fielder Wilmer Becerio had a big night, hit a home run, drove in a pair, scored twice. Louis Guillemet and John LaRue each went 2-for-4 with an RBI. So, I mean, what more do you got? Savannah continues tonight up in Hickory. They're on the road. They'll be back June 16th, 7 o'clock start. Corey Oswalt gets the start for the Nats. College track and field. We had two young men that are related or tied to Savannah, Georgia. Shaquille Walker, okay, out of Richmond Hill, was a standout track athlete in high school. Did good last night, finished fifth in the 110 meters, then came back. He finished fifth in the 800-meter finals, and he came back and anchored he anchored their relay team. They finished fifth also. Cameron Hall out of Savannah State in 110 hurdles. He finished eighth. So he ran his best out of Camden County High School through Savannah State. So two local guys doing something special. I got to take a break here quick because I got Tim Guider on going to be online. And I know he's down there up there in North Carolina playing golf. And I told him I'd make sure we get him on time. So you'll listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report because it's sponsored by 25. Of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient center, surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, hand therapy, physical therapy, one convenient local. Okay, you're rushing. It's a lot of fun, and I get too excited. I got to slow down here. Okay, let's try it again. This show cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, one convenient location. Optimal Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Much better, Coach. Much better. Well, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us on a new ESPN Radio app. Download it and go to Savannah Hiltonhead. And, of course, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn. TuneIn Radio. Go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
Make sure you take ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and 3 and Out with you wherever you go.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We're always on your dial at AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Radio contact service, a voice here.
But now you can find us on the ESPN Radio app streaming live.
3 and Out with Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne.
Am I on the air?
Whether it's on the radio, online at ESPNCoastal.com, on TuneIn, or on the exclusive ESPN Radio app.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and 3 and Out.
Should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Are always one click away.
Indeed, you are powerful.
ESPN Media, Savannah Hilton Head.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Well, you know, trying to hook up with Tim Goddard, couldn't get him. He's the WTOC features reporter. We knew it would be hit or miss. I was hoping that he wouldn't be on the golf course, but he's already on the golf course. So once again, I rushed through all the local news and national news that I want to talk about, so we'll go back. We'll try and hook up with Tim later on, but once again, Tim Goddard is out there playing golf in North Carolina and, having a good time, and I tried, didn't work out, but once again, Tim's been covering, I know he wrote for the newspaper for at least 15 years. He's been here for at least 20-something years. August 2007, he went over to the our local news affiliate, WTOC, so does a great job. I mean, he's been covering golf in this area for over 20 years. And, you know, great job. But right now he's ready to come on the line. Good morning, Tim. We're live on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. I'm glad I could hook up with you. I mean, because it's pretty special. I know you're up there golfing. I know we're taking you away from your little vacation time here. But I'm on
the second tee, Carl, so let's go ahead and get at it.
All right. I thought you were starting at 10:30, but we'll go right away. Okay, U.S. Open, 115th. We got three local PGA golfers, Brian Harman, Mark Silvers, and Tim O'Neill. You've covered this guy. How special is this for Savannah, Georgia?
Well, I tell you, Monday was one of the greatest days of Savannah golf that I've certainly experienced in the 23 years I've been there. Having three local guys, three different parts of the country, all qualifying for the U.S. Open. It was just, you know, being able to follow those guys during the day and see their progress. Tim was on the line. Actually, all three of them were kind of, you know, in and out of the qualifying position all day. It was unbelievable. Later that day, I was getting texts from people I hadn't talked to in 15 years saying, how great is this? We got three guys going to the Open. We're going to all have something to watch next week.
I mean, it's definitely something special, and I know you followed each and every one of these guys' careers. Brian Harman through Savannah Christian, through Georgia. Mark Silvers, Savannah Country Day through South Carolina. Tim O'Neill's been beating the path for I don't know how long, so this must be really special for Tim O'Neill, though.
Oh, it's fantastic. This is the first time he's qualified for the Open. It'll be the first major championship he's played in.
Wow.
He's won a lot of golf tournaments overseas, but this is going to be really kind of a great experience for him to get out there and play on that level that he has wanted to be on for 20 years and has been close to two times. I mean, he missed qualifying for the PGA Tour, getting his card by one shot twice, once double bogeying the last hole of a six-round qualifier. It's heartbreaking that happened. And he hadn't been able to get out there. He hadn't played too many tour events either, like Monday qualifying. But this is going to be really special for Tim, especially, but all three. I mean, Brian, even though he's a PGA Tour member for the last 3 years, he was not in position to play in the Open. He had to be in the top 60 in the world.
Wow.
He had to go out and qualify for that. So this is a big deal for him, too. And of course, you know, Mark has played once before. He played at Pebble Beach a couple years ago. And his second Open, actually. But it's never an old experience. It's still going to be great for Mark as well.
Well, it's something special. Tim Goddard, feature reporter from WTOC, Carl DeMasi. I mean, just special for Savannah. And, I mean, you watch these kids grow up. It's something special to watch these kids do this and to get where they want to get. And hopefully Tim O'Neill can have a breakthrough first two rounds and make the cut.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic, watching these guys on the weekend out there.
So, well, Tim, I know you're on that golf course. I know you're having a lot of fun. I appreciate you coming on talking about these guys. We got to get back and do this more next week when you have a little more time. Enjoy it. Make sure you hit everything straight there, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. And sorry for the timing. They moved us up a little bit, but it's my shot. I got to go.
You got to. Bye.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks.
what a great guy. Tim Goddard, the feature reporter for WTOC. Like I said, he wrote for the Savannah Morning News for over 15 years. 2007, he came on and went to WTOC, became their feature reporter. He's followed Brian Harman, Mark Silvers, and Tim O'Neill for over 23 years. And Tim O'Neill, what an accomplishment. This guy, I mean, this is called perseverance. Tim O'Neill is a Savannian, just like Brian Harman and Mark Silvers. But we don't hear anything about Tim O'Neill because he's always toiled in the European Tour, the Latin American Tour. I mean, can you imagine Could you imagine missing your PGA card by one stroke twice and still going at it? And, you know, it's something special, and I hope Tim O'Neill makes the cut. And like I said, Brian Harman and Mark Silvers, you know, even though Brian Harman won the John Deere Classic last year, didn't qualify him for the U.S. Open. He had to go qualify again. Like Tim just told us, you have to be top 60 in the PGA world to get there. And Mark Silvers, I remember when he went out to the Pebble Beach, which is legendary out there in California, and he didn't make the cut, but, you know, something special, and he wins the big break, the Greenbrier big break on the Golf Channel, but he still has to qualify. He's on the web.com tour, so he's one step below the PGA tour, so it's pretty special. So once again, thanks to Tim Goddard, the feature reporter from WTOC, give us a quick insight. And, you know, he's out there playing 18, which I wish I could too. So once again, to pick up where I left off on the local news, like I said, Shaquille Walker, who graduated from Richmond Hill High School, he's a sophomore at BYU, Brigham University, finishes fifth in the 800 meter, and he anchored one of the relay teams. They also finished fifth. And then Cameron Hall out of Camden County High School, Savannah State, finished eighth in 110 hurdles. The NCAA Division I Track and Field Outdoor Championship. So two local guys making us proud. Let's go to semi-pro basketball. The Savannah Storm won last weekend. They beat the Fort Gordon Eagles. Great game. I got a chance to go watch it at Johnson High School. They're 3-6. They're in fourth place in the Southern Division of the Eastern Coast Basketball League. They play today, 6 o'clock, against the Gastonia Crowns at Johnson High School. $5 get in. Kids under 10 are free. Once again, the Savannah Storm semi-pro basketball team will play tonight, 6 o'clock at Johnson, not Windsor Forest, against the Gastonia Crowns out of North Carolina. Tip off at 6 o'clock, then they hit the road, and they got to go play Fort Gordon Eagles in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Okay? In Gordon, Georgia. Okay, PGA Tour, we just said it, FedEx St. Jude Classic. Brian Harman missed the cut. He shot a 72 and 73, so he was 5 over. He missed the cut. In the Champions Tour, at the Constellation Senior Players Championship in Belmont Country Club in Belmont, Massachusetts, Gene Sowers shot a 68 and 71. He's tied for 14th, 3 under. Web.com Tour at the Rust-Oleum Championship.com tournament at Lakewood Country Club in Westlake, Ohio. Mark Silva's got to play the first round. He's out there finishing his second round. A little storms up there in Ohio along the Erie, Lake Erie. Silva shot a 70. He was tied for 30th at 3 under. Chris Epperson on the E-Tour is off, and Tim O'Neill on the E-Tour is off also. Running events, big time. We got the Chatham County Jailbreak Mud Challenge. That's going on right now at the Chatham County Sheriff's Office. It started at 8 o'clock. So it's a preliminary or a pre-mud race for next week's JCB Run Dirty Mud Fest. JCB's 2015 Mud Fest. You can still register. Go to JCB Mud Fest 2015. Remember, you know, the mud run's back by popular demand. It's something everybody looks for. I mean, you could dig the ride, go 5-mile cross-country bike course that's constructed around the JCB property, featuring three categories. You could be a novice, intermediate, advanced, going through mud, and then, of course, the running race. You know, you got climbs, you got drops, bridges. You got to do whatever you can in the mud run. Remember, it all goes to the Lady Bamford Foundation, which helps underprivileged children, okay? The Lady Bamford Center, okay? That's where all the funds go, so that's next week also. All right, well, that's segment number two and hour number one, or game number one. We'll come back with the man that's taken over all the construction processes over there at Bacon Park. New guy, Jason Griswold, takes over for Dan Carlisle, who left, and he's the GM of OC Welch Golf Properties. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM.
Change can be difficult, except when it looks like this. Introducing ESPNCoastal.com, your brand new online home for breaking news, in-depth features, and daily coverage of your hometown teams. Built by ESPN exclusively for fans on the Georgia coast, ESPNCoastal.com brings the worldwide leader to you. Your daily headlines, powered by the most influential name in sports, with a presentation you've got to see to believe. Take 3 and Out with you on ESPNCoastal.com with live streaming. streaming. Get scores and schedules. Listen to interviews and take part in promotions that hook you up. All at ESPNCoastal.com. Everything that matters to you all in one place. A redesigned, fresh look at local sports. ESPNCoastal.com. And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And remember, it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led and patient-focused. They get you back into your game. And what a game's going on at Bacon Park. I mean, the renovations is unbelievable. It's ahead of schedule. O.C. Welch putting his heart and soul back into his town, Savannah, Georgia. And, he had a guy running the whole show for him, Dan Carlisle, and Dan Carlisle left. And he had to come up with another guy, another man to be in charge. And what better way to go than find someone that's on staff. This guy used to be the PGA professional at the Landings Club. He was the tournament coordinator, and now he's the general manager of O.C. Welch Golf Properties, and he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9-Line Apparel Hotline, and that's Jason Griswold. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm talking local sports, and I've been watching Bacon Park metamorph into something that's very, 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 very intriguing. A lot of people out there playing. I can always see the front nine. Can't see the back nine, but I'm starting to see the back nine going down Eisenhower Drive. I mean, it's just something special to see this golf course going back to what it once was.
Oh, we're excited. I'm excited for OC. OC put a lot of money and time and effort into Bacon Park. He grew up out on this golf course. You hear the stories of him and Tommy Riles and Shorty Cooper, and they kind of drop the kids off at the golf course back in the day, and then they kind of leave them and pick them up later on in the afternoon. So, yeah, we're excited to put it back to its original Donald Ross design. We're really excited. We can really see it now from the Truman and also now on Eisenhower. So we're really excited about what's going on here at Bacon Park.
Well, we know Don Carlisle started out with the project, and he decided to leave Savannah, Georgia, go back, I think, to his hometown. So how did you wind up getting involved at O.C. Welch in Bacon Park, coming from the Landings? I mean, just it had to be a nice little traveling experience for you.
Well, yeah, no, I knew Don from previously from our experiences together over at the Landings, and he asked me if I wanted to come over as head golf professional here at Bacon Park, and with all the things that are going on, I was just so excited to see start something sort of from scratch again, and I was really excited about the opportunity that we have here at Bacon Park and watch it grow, kind of grow together, and it's been a dream come true for me. It's something that you want to see from incubator stage all the way up to fruition, and like I said, we're excited to watch it grow, and every day something's new is going on out here. Everything, it's a beautiful thing, and grass is growing. A good golf course, the Donald Ross nine, is probably in the best shape I've seen it since we started. The grass is really starting to grow, and it's getting nice and thick. You can see those beautiful white bunkers from the Truman Parkway. Come on out and play. I would love to have you. You can always make a tee time on go to baconparkgolf.com, book a tee time. Our rates are unbelievable, $29 for seniors and military, and then only $34 during the week and $38 in the weekend. I mean, 4 hours of golf, and usually it's a little bit less than that, Carl, because the Donald Ross design has the green complex and the tees really close together. So, I mean, if you are to Savannah, you can get around here in 3 hours easy. So it's a great facility, great place to play some golf, a lot of fun, and we're really excited about it.
Well, I'm talking to Jason Griswold, the GM of O.C. Welch Golf Properties, overseeing the renovation over at Bacon Park. If you want to see some pictures, go to baconparkgolf.com. You can also make tee times at baconparkgolf.com. So just a lot going on there. And talking to Stephen Weeks, who does our local column for the Savannah Morning News, and when you talk about a Donald Ross golf course, a lot of people in the United States know about this guy, and they're just as intrigued as we are.
Oh, there's a whole society. There's a whole society for Donna Ross golf course. Pinehurst was Donna Ross golf course all up and down the East Coast. I grew up in Connecticut and I played on a Donna Ross golf course. So, I mean, he designed hundreds of golf courses. And, you know, it's funny when you look at these golf courses today and, you know, there was no carts back when he was designing them. So,
no, there wasn't.
So it's fun to watch, you know, people play golf back to the old way it was. And what OC and our superintendent, Don Hemmerly, who is awesome, he came over from the Wilmington Island Club, and Rich Mandel, who was a Donald Ross aficionado. You know, him and OC and Fred Elmgren helped out. And what we did is we looked at the original photos from 1925, overlaid them with the photos from, you know, aerial photos from 1950s and another one from 1970s, and we're getting this as close as you can possibly get to the original Donald Ross design as there is. So yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool to watch this come around.
Well, it's got to be exciting, especially for a local guy like O.C. Welts to jump in and help revamp the Muni, as he would call it. I mean, it's something special. And what I got to ask you, Jason, is Jason Griswold, who's the general manager over there at O.C. Welts Golf Properties, he's, you know, helping with the Bacon Park renovations, is what does it mean to a golf course when you take away all the stuff that was blocking what we're seeing now? Because what we're seeing now is something beautiful. We couldn't see that beforehand. Why take it out? All the shrubs and you know, hedgehogging, all this other stuff. What does it mean to a golf course when it gets more sunlight?
Well, oh gosh, I mean, the grass will grow, and we've, you know, and not only that, it breathes. You know, people forget about how, you know, the sunlight will definitely make the golf course grow, but you put a little air to it, and hey, that, you know, that grass will grow a lot faster and a little more vibrant. What we did is we planted a celebration grass, which is a newer grass, a hybrid, and it really thrives in the heat. But it also works out well in the off season as well, too. It recovers really, really fast. It's a great playing surface. And, you know, when that air gets to it and the sunlight gets to it, and not only that, when you drive down the Truman, you look over to your left or your right and you see a golf course, hey, it makes you want to come out and skip work for the day and come out and play some golf here at Bacon Park.
I mean, it definitely is something special. And just a question now, are we staying 18 holes? Are they going to have 27 holes like it used to be, or is it just going to go back to 18 holes?
Well, per the city, we have to have 18 holes open at all times. So we have the front nine open now, and the back nine is, we're obviously under construction right now. We're doing the work on it, and that should be done. We're hoping for right around the beginning of October. You know, I like to say a little earlier than that, but you never know what Mother Nature will bring. But October 1st, and we plan on having a big grand opening on October 10th, which is that Columbus Day weekend, and we plan on having the City Am again on October 24th. That's our tentative plans right now. So the 10th is the grand opening. The 24th is the City Am. And but the plan on for that middle nine, we really don't know quite yet. I mean, Mr. Walsh is putting a lot of money into the Donald Ross course. And, you know, it's always nice to have another nine holes. I mean, I think it would be nice to have, you know, junior golf, not, you know, a little junior golf out there. We could have, you know, some beginning golfers. I can certainly use it for some lessons. We've got a little bit of playing lessons that won't disturb play. So I would really like to keep that nine, but, you know, it's Mr. Walsh's money, and what he wants to do with that middle nine is really up to him. And I don't think he's really decided yet what he wants to do with that yet. But, I mean, I think it's always nice to have another nine holes hanging around.
Well, Jason, it's pretty impressive what's going on there with the O.C. Welch Golf Properties, and the man's putting the money where he said he would, and he's doing a great job, and that's O.C. Welch, and I'm glad we got a young guy like you really, really into getting this where it's got to be. And once again, anytime you got any news, just give me a call. Let's tell the community what's going on at Bacon Park, because it is our local golf course that a lot of us can get out there and play, and I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. Even if you don't come out, our golf range is always open, and we pretty much never close the range except for maybe some lightning situation. And we plan on keeping the range. You know, if you drive down the Truman sometime and see those big bright lights flying or shining it out on our driving range, we're going to plan on keeping our driving range open up until probably 9 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, and if you got to sneak out, hey, Carl, want to come out and sneak out and hit a bag of ball sometimes, more than welcome. Only $5 a bag, buddy.
You got it. I appreciate it, Jason. Have a good day. And once again, great job over there by you guys that are taking care of it. And that's O.C. Welch Golf Prop.
I appreciate it. Give us a call anytime. We're looking forward to the progress.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Carl.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and that's Jason Griswold, the new general manager of O.C. Welch Golf Properties. I mean, to me, it's something special. Watch this golf course get refurbished, renovated. I mean, I'm not a golfer. I don't go out much, but that's usually the only golf course I get a chance to go out on, and just to see it just change and watching it through the watching it driving down the Truman Parkway and Eisenhower Drive. I mean, it's just something special. Once again, just go to BaconParkGolf.com. BaconParkGolf.com. You can book your tee time. You can see pictures of what's going on. You can see the new layout, and it's a Donald Ross layout, which is legendary in the world of golf. Next up, we're going to do Two and Out. Me and my Paisan, the producer, PJ Zucco. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Call DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Well, spice up the show a little and listen to those guys during the week all the time. Great part of the show is when they take three. Well, new idea, yours truly. And, of course, my man down there in the Glen Mall, the Glen Place Mall, the host of High School First Look here on ESPN Radio, is the producer, PJ Zucco. What's up, PJ?
Hey, just having a terrific Saturday morning, just like you.
And, you're joining us on the ESPN Radio 9-Line Apparel Hotline. And why not? Let's take two, PJ. Take us out of here for the first hour, to end the first hour. And why not come up with two questions that relate to sports, don't relate to sports. And my first question I'm throwing out to you is, you being that big race car guy, but you also like to enjoy your food when you go to the local dirt track or any big time sporting event, like I know you've been to the Daytona 500. What's your favorite sport? What's your favorite food to eat at a sporting event?
Well, it kind of depends on the sporting event, really. I mean, if you're going to a baseball game, I think you got to get some kind of hot dog and a Coke. That's normally what I get there. Most of what I will eat at a sports event will be washed down with a cold Coca-Cola. So that's it most of the time what I'll be doing drink-wise. But, see, if I go to a baseball game, it'll be a hot dog. If I go to a football game, it'll probably be a big old cheeseburger. At the Daytona 500, we were kind of limited because the year I went, there was a 6.5-hour rain delay, but it ended up holding out and sat under the bleachers until it stopped and watched Dale Earnhardt Jr. win, which is awesome, obviously. Everyone knows by now I'm a senior fan, so that was terrific. But we were huddled up with everyone else right next to a pizza stand, so we grabbed some pizza while we were there. But, I would say pretty much everything. I like to have a big juicy burger while I'm watching sports, unless it's baseball. For some reason, baseball is America's pastime, and I feel like hot dog is the perfect food if I'm at a baseball game.
Well, you know, you hit it on the nail right on the head there. Baseball game, you got to have some kind of hot dog. Well, this big guy's got to go, of course, with a brat. I got to have my brat at a sporting event, whether it's baseball, football, you know, going to the, you know, of course, the professional games, you're going to get that. Going to high school football games, yeah, we got to do the hamburger and stuff like that. You know, if you can get it now, you know, they bring in the Chick-fil-A, too. That makes it a little more interesting. But, you know, sports and food go together. I mean, you know, every time you turn around, there's a big advertisement for some sporting at some sporting event about what's being served at the concession stand. So, yeah, I'll go with you. That's a good idea. Hamburgers and hot dogs. You know how it is. You know, baseball, American pie, and hot dogs go together. You know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah, you're right. So I guess you're switching it over to me for the second.
It's your we're taking two. I gave you my first one. You know, everything's got to be about food and sports. Let's hear what you got.
All right, first one here. I'm going to go more sports related. Me and you had a conversation earlier in the week about you saying that the Cavaliers are honestly better in your eyes because Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving are not playing right now. You think they're a better team all around with LeBron and the other guys working. Well, I got to play devil's advocate for you and kind of turn the tables. What if LeBron was injured, but Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were healthy? What would the series be right now? Right now it's tied 2-2. What do you think would be the case if LeBron was injured and the other two guys were healthy?
My interpretation of LeBron James being out of the lineup for the Cavaliers and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love back in the lineup. What bothers me is when you have three all-stars, three top players, the top echelon of the sport, trying to take one ball and do everything with it, breaks up the chemistry, breaks up the team chemistry. And when Kevin Love got hurt, it was just Kyrie and LeBron. And when Kevin Love came back, there was still some chemistry lost. If LeBron went out and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love came back, I think you would have a very, very good basketball team. Would it be as good as it is with LeBron James? I don't think so. I think it would be 3-0, or it would have been over for the Golden State Warriors if LeBron James was out and you had to rely on Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. LeBron James is the complete basketball player. He can play point guard for you. He can play power forward for you. He can play shooting guard for you. He can play post player for you. And I without him in that lineup, I don't think Cavaliers will be anything. And I think they wouldn't be where they're at if they didn't have a guy like LeBron James running the show and the supporting cast supporting him. And that's what it's all about. And that's the way I feel from coaching basketball for such a long time. I just don't think there were enough basketballs to share when Irving and Love were in the lineup.
And of course, we'll see what Love does in the off season with the option to opt out.
Yeah, I agree. Well, how do you feel? How do you think the Cavaliers would outdo without the King, LeBron James?
I don't think they'd be in it. I think they might get one game, but I don't think they'd be competitive in the other games at all, because just Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love don't have the playoff experience that LeBron James does, and like you said, he completely takes over a game. He has the ability to do that. He can play any position on the court. And you know what? When your offense isn't working out too well and if no one else is hitting shots, he can take it over. Of course, we didn't really see that in Game 4 with Golden State running away with it late. But, yeah, I think they'd be in they'd be hurting very badly if they didn't have LeBron. But Kyrie and Kevin Love were healthy if that was the case. But just wanted to get your take on that.
No, that's a good take. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're doing take two with PJ Zucco, the host of High School First Look, and, of course, the producer, the director of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Yeah, I mean, PJ, I just they were tired the other night. Golden State had a great game plan. They came out and they jumped on them. They're going to have to do that again in Oakland, but I think the Cavaliers now will be prepared for that. You're not going to see them jumping on the Cavaliers, even though the Cavaliers came out and took a big lead. So, you know, they couldn't hold on to it because I just felt they were dead tired. That's how I saw the game. I don't know how you guys saw it down there, but that's how I saw it.
No, I would agree with that, and now they have kind of an extra day with rest with them playing on Sunday now instead of just 2 days of rest. But at the same time as well, LeBron, I mean, he can do a lot. Like I said, he's an amazing, unique player. But you can only ride a horse too long until it falls over. You know what I mean?
Rob.
You can only keep him out there on the court for so long. And the first couple games, he was averaging, I think, 49 minutes, which is more minutes
right
than is in an actual basketball game.
Well, Coach Blatt's got to do better.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think they're looking way too tired right now. And when you ride a horse for too long, at some point it's going to fall over.
Yep.
So, I think we're going to see Golden State kind of take it from the reins here and probably pull away, especially with a game at home.
You got that right. Well, PJ, every Saturday, let's start doing this. We'll take two to end the first hour of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. PJ Zucco, the host of High School First Look here, right here during the football season of High School Game Day. And, of course, the producer of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And, of course, don't forget, he is the producer of 3 and Out, but they won't let you know that. I will, PJ. Great job, always, and we'll get ready for hour number two.
I appreciate it. It sounds good. It was fun.
All right. And that's PJ Zucco. Up next, we got a big lineup for the second hour. We'll start out with local news, local scores. Then we'll go to Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week, Benedictine Golfer, Colby Kennedy. And then we'll talk with Calvary Day School Athletic Director, Chad Griffin, head soccer coach. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Stay tuned for hour number two right here on ESPN Radio Savannah.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
At Savannah State University, we realize that you cannot put your career on hold to pursue an MBA. Savannah State University's 30-hour MBA offers flexible schedules and is extremely affordable. Classes meet during the evening hours Monday through Thursday. You can complete the program in 2 years or less. Inquire about the pre-MBA program, an alternative to GMAT and GRE. Savannah State University, fully accredited by the AACSB. Enrolling for spring and fall semesters. Take the next step and visit savannahstate.edu.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two, or game number two, of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led, patient-focused. They get you back into the game right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. I'm Carl DeMasi. We're done with our number one. Got to thank my guest, Tim Guider, who was on the second tee up there in North Carolina, playing golf with a bunch of friends, telling us about, you know, how exciting it is. We'll have three Savannah professional golfers at the 115th U.S. Open. Something really special. He's watched these guys grow. Once again, I'm glad I can hook up with him. And then, of course, in the third quarter of the first hour, we talked to the general manager, O.C. Welch Golf Properties, Jason Griswold, telling us what was going on. And the renovation over there is unbelievable at Bacon Park. If you haven't seen it, get over there. You can go to baconparkgolf.com. Look at the pictures. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So right now they're working through that original Donald Ross 1926 layout. Pretty special. And, of course, to my man, P.J. Zucco, the host of ESPN's High School First Look football show. When we start high school football game day here, we did take two, and it was a lot of fun. And once again, me being the big guy, loving food and sports, and P.J. getting a little of his coach's mode on there was a lot of fun. We'll be doing that every Saturday morning. Second hour, waiting in the wings, okay, in the second quarter. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Like I said, I had to catch up with this guy. Very busy schedule on my part, his part, other people coming in, but we finally hooked up. He played in a little golf tournament last week, so glad he can make it in studio in the brand-new ESPN Radio Savannah Mall studio, and that's Benedictine Golfer graduate Colby Kennedy. And then in the third quarter, hopefully he's coming in too. That'll be first time for him. We'll be talking to Calvary Day School Athletic Director, head soccer coach, boys and girls at Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin. Talk about all these Calvary Day School kids. I mean, it's pretty impressive. And I don't know, it's just about going to Calvary Day School. So, you know, I'm not really promoting Calvary Day School here. But I'm telling you, it's something special when these local kids coming from one local program are getting drafted and playing in Major League Baseball, playing NFL football. I mean, it's pretty exciting. But, you know, we'll get into that later on. And, of course, we'll close out the show in the fourth quarter of this hour. Go to the scoreboard really quick. Like I told you, the Major League Baseball draft, Ryan Lawler, Calvary Day School, former standout player there, Calvary Day School, current UGA, Georgia Bulldog baseball player, was selected the 240th overall pick by his favorite team, his dream team, the Atlanta Braves. How special is that? He'll go down to Orlando next week, get ready for the rookie short season, which is Class A short season, up there in Danville, Virginia. Like I said before in the first hour, my brother lives in Danville, Virginia. So maybe on my way there to go see somebody else play some baseball, I could stop there and watch Ryan Lawler toe the rubber for the Danville Braves. Then Chandler Newman, brother of Hunter Newman, who's going to be pitching in the College World Series tomorrow. Hopefully he is. He's middle relief, or I don't know if he's there closer yet. But Hunter Newman is at LSU, played at Calvary Day School with Ryan Lawler. Now we got Chandler Newman, his little brother from Richmond Hill High School. He was picked. Chandler was drafted in the 11th round. He was the 334th pick. Kid throws in the mid-90s, so you know why he was picked. And chosen by the Cleveland Indians, pretty impressive. Chandler becomes the second Savannah area baseball player to be picked. And then we're going to go a little local. Let's go to college. So really there was three. R.J. Denard, the big first baseman power hitter for the Armstrong State University Pirates. He gets picked in the 39th round and by the St. Louis Cardinals. So that's pretty impressive. And I don't know, Armstrong State University, Savannah State, these are our local schools. But this makes the 26th player to be drafted out of Armstrong State since 1982, since the first draft pick was Warren Backman. Overall, Armstrong State University Pirate Baseball has sent 76 players to the professional baseball in 33 years. That's special. On the pro baseball tour, the Braves, up in City Field, New York City, in Flushing Meadows, okay, loses to the Mets 5-3. They cut it to 4-3, but they couldn't hang on. Alex Wood now is 4-4. He had only given up two home runs in 12 starts. Well, he gave up two home runs right away early to the Mets, and they couldn't come back. Today we got our ace going, Shelby Miller. And remember, Braves baseball is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. So make sure you stay tuned. 4:10 is first pitch. You could also watch it on Fox South, but you get in your car, tuning in to ESPN Radio Savannah for your Braves baseball. Shelby Miller is on the hill against the New York Mets up there in City Field at 4:10. Sandnats, the Nats. Okay, Savannah Sandnats 8, Hickory 6 up there in Hickory, North Carolina. That's the 10th straight win. That's their 21st of its, that's their 21st victory out of the last 25 games. Pretty special. They're in first place now in the first half. Remember, the first half, first place finisher goes automatically to the playoffs, the South Atlantic League playoffs at the end of the season. Pretty good. All-star infielder Jonathan Johnson had another great night. 3-for-5, 2 runs scored, an RBI. He blasted his second home run of the year. Also had his third triple and his 10th stolen base. Not too bad. And he'll be going to the all-star game with teammates. Pitchers, Casey Mesner and David Roseboom. Okay, so Sandnats doing good. They'll play tonight in Hickory again, 7 o'clock. Corey Oswalt takes the rubber for the Nats up there in Hickory, North Carolina. College at the NCAA Track and Field Outdoor Championships. We had two local guys make a big splash. They made it to the finals. Shaquille Walker, sophomore out of Richmond Hill High School, is now at BYU, Brigham Young University. Finished 5th in the 800-meter finals, and he in the 400 meter relay team, they finished 5th also. He was the anchor, so not bad. He's only a sophomore, and once you make it to the finals at the NCAA Track and Field Outdoor Championships, you're considered All-American. So Shaquille Walker, All-American track star at BYU. And then on from Savannah State, Cameron Hall out of Camden County High School through Savannah State, finished 8th in the 110 meters, ran his best time. But I'm telling you right now, there's a name here that they would had to deal with. Ronaldo Nehemiah holds the record in the 110-meter hurdles. Hall matched his mark of 13.6 seconds, but he could not outdo Omar McLeod, a sophomore from Arkansas, who won it with 13.01 seconds. So 5 tenths off the first place. So good job by those two guys. Semi-pro basketball tonight. The Savannah Storm are home tonight at 6 o'clock at Johnson High School against the Gastonia Crowns. Went out there last Sunday. Great game. They beat the Fort Gordon Eagles, who they'll travel on the road tomorrow to go play at 1 o'clock in Gordon, Georgia. Okay, so at Fort Gordon, and it's at gym number 5. But tonight, 6 o'clock, Johnson High School, Gastonia Crowns versus the Savannah Storm. $5 to get in, 10, if you're 10 and under, free. PGA Tour at the FedEx St. Jude Classic at the TPC Golf Course in South Wind in Memphis, Tennessee. Brian Harman shoots a 72 and a 73 in the first two rounds, but misses the cut. In the Champions Tour at the Constellation Senior Players Championship at the Belmont Country Club in Belmont, Massachusetts, Gene Sauer shoots a 68 and 71. He's tied for 14th at 3 under. And in the Web.com Tour, the Rust-Oleum Championship at the Lakewood Country Club in Westlake, Ohio. Bad storms up there in Ohio, so Mark Silva's only got to play first round. He's on the second round right now. At the end of the first round, he was tied with 30th at 3 under. So Mark Silva's right now on the Web.com Tour, and I tried to find stuff on the E-Tour for Chris Epperson and Tim O'Neill. Couldn't find anything, so they got to be off this week. And as of right now, through 10 holes in the second round, Mr. Silvers is 2 under. He's dropped to 53rd spot. For round one, he's 1 under, so he's dropped to 2 under for the tournament. He's on the 10th hole. The cut is at 1 under, so he has to stay where he is to make the cut to play the third or fourth rounds. Running events, we have the Chatham County Jailbreak Mud Challenge going on right now at the Chatham County Sheriff's Office. I guess that's a pre-mud run race to the big one next week, the JCB Mudfest next Saturday, June 20th. You still can register to do that, but right now we got the Chatham County Jailbreak Mud Challenge. It's a 4.2 miles course. Once again, going through the mud pits. They have electrical obstacles in a mud pit. That don't sound too fun to me. It sounds like a little electrocution, and I'm only joking. They got to have it safe. Culverts, ice pits, ladders, lake jumps, lily pad jumps, whatever you want to do, get over there and check it out. But that started at 8 o'clock. But you can still register for the JCB Mudfest 2015 version. Okay, it's the fourth annual. It's right on the campus of the JCB's North American headquarters. Proceeds from the event benefit the Lady Bamford Center for Early Childhood Development. Okay, so get out there. You can go online, go to JCB Mudfest 2015 Savannah, and join up. Well, got to get ready. Got to go to our next segment. We got our young man waiting here in studio, and then brand new ESPN Radio Savannah all studio. But remember, this cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, and hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at OptumHealth.com. Next up, the Wilmington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Benedictine's golfer, graduate, okay, finished third in the state, with his team finished third in the state, and that's Colby Kennedy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner with the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, you know, we've talked to a lot of the Savannah Morning News Best of Preps athletes throughout the last couple of weeks, and I forgot one sport. How could you forget one sport like golf in Savannah, Georgia? I didn't forget it, just trying to fit it in. But this young man had a special, special senior year. I mean, his team made it to the state championships. They finished third. He tied third in the state, one stroke behind the champion, so not too bad. I mean, he's been the most consistent golfer in the area. I mean, he holds the, you know, he comes close to a 75.4 average. He has shot a 36 in a nine-hole event. Four-year Letterman, the 2014 Savannah City champion, came back, finished third this year. He shot 72 at the region tournament. His team won the region title, which was a big accomplishment for these guys. And I'm telling you right now, he's probably one of the best young golfers in the area, and hopefully he can take that on to the next level. And he's joining us now in the brand new ESPN Radio AM 1400 and FM 104.3 M studio in the Savannah Mall, Colby Kennedy. And it is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Colby, nice to have you in. Saturday morning, I'm glad we can make it. I know last week you had a little tournament to go, but unbelievable season, unbelievable career. You've really done good.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate having me on, Carl.
Hey, you know, it's a lot of fun having you guys in here and talking about your accomplishments. And, you know, I've been following you now for at least 3 out of the 4 years. And it's such a great accomplishment and a great sport to play, especially in Savannah, Georgia. And I know you got brothers involved in it, so when did you pick up that golf club and start playing?
I say I picked it up probably around 7 or 8 years old. I had, like you said, 3 brothers older than me that played. Dad played a lot, so it's something I was around it so much. You can't deny the fact you're going to play golf.
Yeah, you got to get popped. Now, you just said you, your brothers, and your father. Who's the best golfer in the family?
I think I might have taken it down over the past year, hopefully. There's one more brother that's still good, but...
Yeah, he's still got to go through the whole system, so we're going to hear about another Kennedy playing golf?
No, older brother.
Older brother, okay. So you're the youngest.
I'm the last one. I'm the youngest.
You're the one that got picked on the most. You had to travel with Carrie Dick clubs for him and all that stuff?
Yeah, all that good stuff.
So, I mean, golf's a great game, and in Savannah, Georgia, you can play it all year round, and there's a lot of neat golf courses here in Savannah, Georgia. And, you know, for young guy to get hooked on it, you have to like the sport. What do you like most about playing golf?
Well, the first thing you said is the Savannah thing. Playing golf in Savannah is awesome with all the courses, all the good players. Everywhere you go, you got good players. That's one thing, all the amateur circuit and stuff. But the main thing about golf is there's, unlike other sports, it's so fickle. There's one day you're on, one day you're off. I think everybody that plays golf knows that. You can shoot a 72 one day and a 79 the next day, and you don't know why. So, you know, it's always a challenge. You're never good enough how you are. You always got to keep working and whatnot. So you can't really be complacent.
From one day to the next, it could go left, could go right, could go straight, which you're hoping to go.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like you said, you know, just like I say with a lot of sports, there's always different parts of the game. Like football, you have 3 teams. You have the offense, defense, special teams. I mean, so, you know, there's always something with a sport. With golf, you got to be able to drive the ball. Then you got to be able to chip it on the green, and then you got to be able to putt it. Yeah. So for you, I mean, you averaged 74 on 18-hole golf courses and had a great run, 72 in the state championship. What skill do you feel is your best? Is it driving? Is it chipping? Is it putting?
It's not driving. I'm pretty short hitter of the ball. Not the biggest guy. It's definitely around the greens, chipping and putting.
Chipping and putting makes
a big difference. That's honestly where most of your strokes are gained. It's one old guy I used to talk to always said it's not a game of far, it's a game of near. So around the green, how near near to the hole you can get. So that's always a good way to.
Do you like to get on the green?
Play golf by, and that's what I'm best at. Probably around the green for sure.
And then when you get on a green, you only want to putt one, right? You don't
yeah,
want
only
two,
one
three
putt.
Putts.
Yeah,
so
one putt's where it's at.
That's all you're allowed, right?
So, that's the easy way to do it.
But your chipping's got to get you there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you know we hear about Tiger Woods got involved in a strength program. Phil Mickelson, all everybody's involved in new conditioning programs, and plus going out there and practice. You being voted the best city golfer here in the area, golfer through the Savannah Morning News. Did you have a routine to get better, or just go out there and just have fun?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't I worked out some at BC. It wasn't really that much working out wise. I don't hit that far, but it's more or less I did something new this year. After every round, I would kind of look back that night and see what exactly I did wrong when I make my bogeys or double bogeys, and then just the next day work on that. So, you know, just learn from your mistakes more or less. So now, the next time you won't do that.
Now, we know high school season's short. Did you also play in, you know, local events, Savannah Junior Golf? There's got to be more to it than just playing during high school season,
during,
right?
Yeah, wintertime I just kind of play fun for myself. Then high school season I did all the high school stuff and a couple amateur tournaments, and then now summer, a lot of amateur tournaments and some Savannah Junior Golf and stuff like that.
You got to keep yourself playing to keep the routine going.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Now, you come into the season, you're a defending city champion, which means a lot. I didn't know how much that city tournament really meant to people. You finished third this year, but, I mean, you finished third in the state. Were there any personal goals for Colby Kennedy, or was just go out there and play with my friends and have a good time?
Well, that was one, first of all, have a good time. And then second, main goal was last year I was pretty close to the player of the year, Savannah Morning News. So I really wanted to win that. That was my main goal for a personal goal from the start of the year. And so that happens. That's cool.
That happened. You did it.
Yeah,
so it was
cool.
A goal. Once again, it's Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment. And from Benedictine, senior, well, just recent graduate, congratulations.
Thank you.
Golfer Colby Kennedy. And just your now, as a team goals, I mean, Coach Willits is a great guy. Well, you can tell us about him later on. But did you guys set up a team goal, or was, you know, just win the region, that was it, or you wanted to win the state?
It's always the previous tournaments in the beginning of the year, they're just kind of for fun. I mean, it's nice to win them, but those aren't really the main goals. The main goal is obviously always city, region, and then state, top it off. So we did that this year with city and region, and then we came pretty darn close to state this year, the closest we've came in a long, long time. So that was fun, but couldn't quite get the job done, but that was definitely the three goals, city, region, state.
Hey, finishing third is not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad for sure.
And plus with all the competition you got to play and everything else, so team goals are really important. Now, you had some, we have some young guys or any other guys on that team that had a great year in your mind that helped you guys get to where you had to get?
Two of my good friends, Stephen Moore and Devin Murphy, they're both graduates actually, and they really came on strong at the end of the year with region and state and all that. They played, I mean, at region, Steven shot 73 and Devin shot 72. And then state, Devin shot 73 and Steven shot 77. So they came on strong at the end of the year when we needed them.
Any of the young guys coming back that we're going to hear about?
Yeah, you can hear about Will Bradley. He's a good player. He's going to be a senior next year. He's got a ton of talent, and he should be good next year for sure.
All right. Well, you know, behind every good team is a good coach, and Coach Willits is a great guy. Love sitting down talking to him. Of course, we talk more about basketball than we do golf.
Yeah.
But tell us about Coach Willits and what he brings to the team.
Yeah.
He seems like he's a lot of fun, really positive. Tell us about
That's
Coach
exactly
Willits.
That's exactly right. He's really fun, and he's always positive. But just whether it came to practice, he's a great practice coach. We'd always go out to practice. Like for the month between region and state, long layoff, we would always do fun stuff like play little weird like scramble tournaments on the course.
Right.
Always fun stuff. Always little games, maybe a little bit of money here and there exchange, just fun stuff like that.
we'll keep it to that. So once again, now do you participate in any other sports over at BC, or is it just the golf?
I played basketball freshman year, and then I actually broke my L5 in the bottom part of my back.
Wow.
So that took me out of that. I wore a back brace for 6 months actually. So that's why they say always get a short game, because I couldn't really swing the golf. So I always have a practice putting while I have a back brace on.
I had the back brace on, so it made you a little better. Now,
yeah.
You know, BC has a lot of tradition. You got the RTC. Any other extracurricular activities outside of athletics, like any other clubs, National Honor Society, anything like that, that you got involved in?
I was in National Honor Society, so I had that going for me. But I didn't do much clubs or anything like that, or many clubs. I helped coach basketball at St. James last year.
Nice.
Get some service hours, help coach the 7th grade team. So that was fun because I like basketball a lot. It's my second passion for sure.
Wow. Now, you spent 4 years at Benedictine Military School. It's your high school years. What did your high school career and going to school at Benedictine mean to Colby Kennedy?
It definitely meant a lot. It's big tradition in our family around Savannah, obviously, and honestly, when everybody says the brotherhood stuff and all that stuff, it really is true. There's nothing like it. Graduation day, it all kind of sunk in, and I realized this is something special. I'm glad I went there, and you know, all that good stuff.
Something to be proud of to wear that maroon and gray.
Yeah,
eh?
for sure.
Now, as far as future plans, next year, plan on playing any college sports? Plan on doing anything special?
I'm going to Georgia College and State in Milledgeville, and I'm definitely going to try to. Currently, I do not have a golf scholarship. I'm going to try to walk on for sure on the golf team. That's what I want to do. That's the goal.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck. And let's throw the golf outside. Any idea what you want to do after you get out of college? Which, you know, it's normal for young guys not to know. What do you want to do after you get out of college?
Plain and simple, be successful.
That's what it takes.
Maybe come back to Savannah, live here. Maybe Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville a lot. One of the two spots. Be successful there.
Any interest, like lawyer, doctor?
I do. I actually do. My uncle's a lawyer in Atlanta, and I enjoy being a lawyer a lot, or would like to. And my dad's a salesman, medical salesman. I like that stuff a lot, just talking to people wise.
Well, if you haven't been listening, I'm talking to Colby Kennedy, the Savannah Morning News Best of Preps Golfer of the Year. Finished third in state. BC made a run to the third in state in the Georgia High School State Association Class AA golf tournament. Did a great job, and once again, he's out there playing golf all the time, and that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for June 13th, Colby Kennedy from Benedictine Golf. Thank you for coming in, and congratulations.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Great job, and we got to get that fixed, and we'll talk to Daniel Thompson about that. Once again, this segment is all because Dr. Bart Weatherington is a big supporter of athletics here in Savannah, Georgia. Remember, if your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can, while at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, between Waters Avenue and Habersham, or you can go on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington, and he will help you with all your chiropractic needs at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Next up, we'll talk a little women's soccer, USA Soccer. We'll talk about kids getting drafted left and right and coming out of Calvary Day School's baseball program. Pretty something special with the athletic director himself, the head women's soccer coach, well, boys and girls soccer coach at Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Make sure you take ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and 3 and Out with you wherever you go.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We're always on your dial at AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Radio contact service, a voice here.
But now you can find us on the ESPN Radio app streaming live.
3 and Out with Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne.
Am I on the air?
Whether it's on the radio, online at ESPNCoastal.com, on TuneIn, or on the exclusive ESPN Radio app.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and 3 and Out.
Should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Are always one click away.
Indeed, you are powerful.
ESPN Media, Savannah Hilton Head. To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you can listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 every Saturday, live from 9 until 11. And it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad I get to do this. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led, patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, you know, it's been a great week here in Savannah, Georgia. We got a lot going on. But what's been pretty special, I feel, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, my kid went to school there. but I'm saying is something magical that happened or is happening or has happened for a long time over at Calvary Day School. State baseball championships, players going, getting drafted. And I mean, we had one drafted, went up to play at UGA and got selected in the eighth round, Ryan Lawler. I mean, we got Hunter Newman pitching for LSU in this year's College World Series, which LSU will be on TV tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I mean, we got Tyler Batchelor 2 years ago being drafted by the Mets, and Dom DeMasi up with the Cleveland Indians, and, Little Newman, Hunter Newman's little brother going to the Cleveland Indians is something special also. DeMarcus Dobbs, I mean, this guy could tell us more. Ashley Moore, some good kids going to top quality schools, and, I mean, as he'll tell you, they're always blessed, and we're blessed to have this man in here because he knows his sports. He knows his kids over there at Calvary Day School. And joining us now in the brand-new ESPN radio studio right here in Savannah Mall is the athletic director slash head men's and women's or boys and girls soccer coach, Chad Griffin. I don't know how he does it, but, Chad, always a pleasure. Hey, I'm glad to get you come in and you finally see what the place is like.
Man, this is awesome. What a place to be, man.
Let's try that again. Joining us now is live in the studio. I didn't have his mic on, so, you got to work the board and do this too is Chad Griffin. Well, this is the first time you've been in the studio. Pretty impressive, eh?
This is truly impressive, man. What a great place to come every Saturday or for you guys consistently to broadcast out of here. It's just a exciting view, great looking to the mall, people walking by waving to you and talking to you. So this is impressive, man.
I mean, it's the big guy behind the glass window. It's pretty special. I'm not a mannequin either, so. But I'm telling you, a lot of good things, and I'm excited about it because it's local kids, and we got kids signing college scholarships, we got kids going to places, but that baseball team from 2 or 3 years ago that fell short when you had a staff of DeMasi, Lola, and Newman was John Carr was before Tyler Batchelor, just pretty special and pretty unique coming from that baseball program.
Yeah, I think the development over the years, between Coach Farmer and then he had Coach Davis and Phil Lee, who's currently our head coach on staff and development of those guys, and now John Carr was on that staff. Now he's at Calvary as our pitching coach, and he's doing some fantastic.
Who went on to play college baseball?
Yeah, went on to play college baseball as well. And so, just the development process of all these kids over the years has just been tremendous. And one of the most impressive things is, I thought one of the stats you gave about Armstrong early on in the show, and then the amount of kids out of Savannah, out of smaller schools. Class A, the kid from Troughton County, as well. I mean, those small Class A schools producing this much talent, going to that next level from public, private, it don't matter. Man, that's something special. That doesn't happen often.
I mean, we can go even further. I mean, it's just not baseball. I mean, you could talk Brian Harmon coming out of Savannah
yes.
Christian, Mark Silva's out on the golf tour coming out of Country Day, and DeMarcus Dobbs playing big-time NFL football. He's a little good luck charm, because every time he plays for a team, they make it to the Super Bowl.
I know.
So it's pretty special, and you see these kids grow, and I know you support even the other kids that aren't going to Calvary Day School. It's just something special to watch these kids climb the ladder of high school sports, then college sports, and making it, whether it's the minor leagues or being an NFL football player. It's got to be something exciting and special.
It so much is. I mean, we're sitting there, and the paper a couple weeks ago, the kid from Savannah Christian that made his debut. I mean, to have that many kids from this Savannah area, the metro area, surrounding counties.
Chris Rarick.
Yeah. I mean, Carl, that is something that's unbelievable for a town like this that constantly produces. All you hear about is Metro Atlanta and things of that nature. We hear it all the time dealing with so many other issues in the state of Georgia. It's like there's Metro Atlanta, then there's everyone else. But I guarantee you, per capita of what we got going on here in the South and Savannah, that is just a great opportunity that our kids are getting. And it has a lot to do with the support of the community, the schools, the coaching staffs, and what they poured in these kids' lives. I think that's what they've been able to get to that next level.
I mean, it's definitely exciting time. I'm Carl DeMasi. You listen to Carl DeMasi Sports Report in studio live as Calvary Athletic Director slash head boys and girls soccer coach Chad Griffin. And what I'm finally seeing is, which I'm proud of because I've been promoting this for I don't know how long I've been on the radio, whatever it is, with Bill Edwards and now here in Savannah. When the teams get past region play or when our kids get to the next level, Savannah, no matter what school you went to, is behind them now. I remember when I first got here, people would be rooting for people. They get to the state finals. Let's see them lose. It's changing, which is great. Memorial Day School, St. Andrews, wherever it may be, everybody's pulling for everybody.
Well, because I think it's just our community now. I think that's the way it is. You can only be Ashley Barnwell and I from Savannah Christian got to talk a lot this spring with some of the things that happened over there. with Coach Carter and others, and it is we're a community. Yes, we might be rivals, you know, on the field, but off the field, we all share the same philosophy and mentality of, hey, we want what's best for our community. We want what's best for our schools. And at the end of the day, we want what's best for these kids. I mean, the more they, you know, the better they do and they come out of Savannah, what they represent and who they are, it doesn't just speak about Calvary, Savannah Christian, or Country Day, or BC, or the public schools. It speaks about our community. And I think, you know, you saw that as well as I do at this, you know, Greater Savannah Hall of Fame banquet. You know, it's not, I mean, it's just a plethora of people. Yep. And you look at all the accomplishments that have come out of this town and what they've done outside of Savannah, man, it's as impressive as anything else.
I mean, I you know, and you said, you just mentioned the public schools here. When Jenkins won the basketball state tournament, which I think the biggest accomplishment before that was the golf team winning back in the 60s. Private and public, everybody was rooting for him. Everybody was watching it. It was something special, and I think that's what we're growing. We're growing into a community, like you said. On the field of play, we might be rivals, but once it's over, and we got each other's back, which is pretty special. And a lot of kids play with each other. That's the whole thing. And it's not during the high school season. It's also on travel baseball. They get together and they come together.
And I think, you know, that's where that bond of community is happening, because it's just not, you know, their school. When their school season's over, it's a travel baseball. It's AAU basketball. It's a club soccer. You know, they've grown up playing. You know, I've seen pictures after our games with rivals, and here are two guys who just butted heads for 60 minutes going all out against her, but you know, they're together taking family pictures because, you know, they've grown up in this community and support each other, and they all want what's best at that next level.
It's pretty special. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report, live on air with the Calvary Day School Athletic Director, Head Soccer Coach Chad Griffin. And once again, Calvary making a big splash with these Major League Baseball drafts and kids going to colleges. But let's turn the other side. Let's put on that coaching hat. I mean, big thing, World Cup. United States women ranked probably the best team in the world. We got a draw last night against Sweden. So were you surprised, or did you think it would be that close? I mean, you got more of the soccer expertise than I do.
Well, the last time the U.S. lost in group play was to Sweden.
And, really?
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, it wasn't unexpected, but I was watching the game last night. It's just like any other game. Sweden did a great job defensively. They consistently had nine people behind the ball. And, you know, when you got nine people in your defensive third, I mean, you better do something special to score. And, you know, we were hoping that the substitute with Wambach and the 72nd minute, maybe we could get a set piece. That never fell through, but we just did not get, you know, the space to attack that U.S. normally sees. And, you know, Sweden's playing for points. You know, they got to win that next game against Australia to get through, you know, their group. And so, you know, they're hunking down trying to get a point. They couldn't afford to lose last night.
Right.
So put 9-10 people behind the ball, especially in the last 30 minutes. You saw that a lot, and they were just hoping to counter. I mean, I think the U.S. at the end of the day will be there at the end. You know, if they can get first place out of group, they got a little bit clear a path to the semis and finals. But you know, I thought I'm gonna give Coach Faulkner from Armstrong some props here. I saw a great post by him on Twitter or Facebook this morning about the development of U.S. players is still high, but it's also the rest of the world is caught up in their development because of some of the restrictions we have in, you know, in playing with kids and recruiting and things like that that's going on the collegiate level. You know, not that we're taking a step back, but we're not in the forefront that we used to be. And so, you know, having to examine some of those things, and Eric is as good a soccer coach there is in the area.
Right.
You look at what he's done at Armstrong. He knows what he's talking about. So I thought he had a great, great opinion there about, you know, the development of a women's program in the U.S. and maybe we're tweaking to go to keep us at that top. But listen, we've always been in top, and we're going to stay there. It's just how far is that next step going to be that, you know, we just sustain that level. And that's what greatness is about, is can you sustain that over periods of time?
Well, that's what makes the good programs. That's what makes the
top-notch
programs. And the women's program in soccer, even though, you know, like I said, I've coached it. I enjoy it now. I know what's going on. I understand the angles and the spacing. It's pretty special. And I never thought about that last night, watching bits and pieces of it or hearing about it, that watching the highlights, because I didn't really watch much of the game. The highlights of that, yeah, they had a lot of people back in the defensive zone. It was pretty special. All right, well, what do we got now? They came to a draw. What do they need to get to the what's the next round?
Well, you get to, I mean, they got one more group game, and they
play Nigeria, right?
Yeah, and then they get to the knockout stage.
Right.
You know, Nigeria will be, you know, a little, you know, they'll be tough as well because they're athletic and they got a lot of pace going forward. But if they, you know, win that game, get 3 points out of that, they'll be the first in their group. And so they'll have one of the highest seeds going to a knockout round. So you kind of get reseeded from there and who they play. So I still think they have a good way to go. They just can't really drop anything against Nigeria here to take that two. You know, if they drop that, you know, number two seed coming out of a group, they got a little bit harder, you know, harder path there.
So, all right, let's wrap this up quick. Calvary Day School this summer, you got a lot of things going on. I mean, you got a big football camp coming up.
We do, man. We are so excited to once again to just to be the host site for Adrian Peterson's camp. You can go to adrianpeterson3.com and look at his camp. You know, he's just such a great guy in the Georgia Southern community. And, you know, I didn't realize how big he was until he came, you know, to Savannah last summer and had that camp and the awe that people in South Georgia look at him and what he's done and what a great story that he has. And it's not really a story. I mean, he's very a godly man, and his what he's done for the community, you know, passing his son is so tough, but man, he's just got a great ministry going on, and he's just impacting kids' lives everywhere he goes.
He is such a positive man. I mean, coming from a speech impediment, coming from being a shy guy to what he did at Georgia Southern, what he did in the NFL, and then, of course, you know, Tim Adams did a great job with Coaches for Curing Cancer and having Adrian Peterson come in, which the money went to the cure, which is for pediatric cancer.
Yep.
Just to get up there and do that, to be strong about that, is pretty special. And he's a special guy. And Savannah has embraced Adrian Peterson, so it's pretty unique to see him.
I mean, like you said, our community does, and we're trying to make this a second home for AP. I mean, what he does and what he gives back to the community, and to come into, you know, Savannah and do that, we're excited about having that camp again at Calvary, and that's on Saturday the 27th. I think you're going to be broadcasting from there that morning. And then later on in the summer, Calvary's not hosting, but we got another big football camp out in Pooler that we'll talk about later in the summer. Kids and Pros with Buddy Curry come down from Atlanta, a Heads Up football program. Right. So, you know how it is. I think everybody's
and this is open to everybody, private, public, everybody. It's open. It's just not Calvary Day students. It's open to everybody. It's the Adrian Peterson camp. Needed a site to hold it. They're holding it at Calvary Day School. So, once again, next week, June 27th, should be pretty exciting.
It is, man. And I know that they'll
Two weeks.
But, there'll be a lot of people out there. I know that Sam Sharp and others, a lot of GSU alumni is out there. I think B&D Burgers will have some food for us afterwards.
J.J. Wilcox coming in?
I think so,
I hope so.
I think he is.
Dallas Cowboy himself. So.
Yeah. He had that big star shirt on when he walked in last
time. I know. I remember that.
Everybody takes notice when you have that big star on your shirt. And you can say what you want. Yeah, but when someone, there's a lot of great NFL teams, but when someone walks around, you get that big star on your shirt. Everybody takes notice, man.
Well, Chad, always a pleasure, and having you come on every other week, filling us in what's going on, not just about Calvary, but soccer, Peterson, football. Keep up the great work, and now you know what it looks like. So when you're on the phone talking to me, you can picture me sitting the big mannequin in the glass window.
Hey, man, if I can do it, I'm going to make up here every time to be on this show. This is awesome.
Great job by Charlie Kay and the rest of the group at ESPN Coastal. Once again, thanks for coming in.
Enjoy
the rest of the day. Carl DeMasi. This is Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And remember, it's WSEG.
Make sure you take ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head and 3 and Out with you wherever you go.
That's one small step for man, one
We're always on your dial at AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Radio contact service, a voice here.
But now you can find us on the ESPN Radio app streaming live.
3 and Out with Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne.
Am I on the air?
Whether it's on the radio, online at ESPNCoastal.com, on TuneIn, or on the exclusive ESPN Radio app.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head and 3 and Out.
Should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Are always one click away.
Indeed, you are powerful.
ESPN Media, Savannah Hilton Head.
At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Well, you know, it's been a great show, and I got to thank all the guests that have come on. Once again, it's what makes the show what it is. It's about local sports. We talk national sports, but, you know, it's all about local sports and what's going on here in our community, local athletes, local sports. And like I say every week, if you have someone special and they deserve the recognition that they should get, just give me a call. Call DeMasi at 912-507-9158, 912-507-9158. Let me know about the good kids. Let me know about the peewee football players, the college students. Let's get them on the radio. Let's talk about what they've accomplished. And, you know, we have the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. You can email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com. You can go to my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You can go to Twitter, KD Sports. I mean, let's talk about these kids. Let's get the recognition they need. And we've had a lot of big things happening this week. And like I said, we've had three guys from the area get drafted. Ryan Lawler, Calvary Day School, University of Georgia, going to play for the Braves. What a dream come true that is. Chandler Newman, Richmond Hill High School, high school baseball player being drafted, going to the Cleveland Indians. We got R.J. Denard out of Armstrong, the big hitting first baseman, being drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals. Just great achievements. Then we got the two athletes, local track stars, Shaquille Walker out of Richmond Hill, BMU. That's SMU, but we're talking BYU. Brigham Young University running the 800 meters, finishing fifth, All-American. Cameron Hill out of Camden County High School, running for Savannah State, finished eighth in the 110 hurdles. All-American. This is what it's all about. You know, special things going on here in Savannah, Georgia, athletically or sports-wise. Let's let everybody know about it. And that's what I do here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And late minute news, I just found out. And once again, I got to thank everybody that I get my stuff from. WJCL, the big guy, Frank Silkowski, WTOC, Tim Geider, Ken Griner, WSAV, Ken Slatz. The Savannah Morning News is, you know, great for covering our local high school sports. Dennis Knight, Anthony Stasny, Nathan Dominance. I mean, they do a great job. We do have a late flash here, and I didn't know that, but Benedictine Lacrosse in the spotlight again. Benedictine Lacrosse standout Josh Berryhill will play in the Under Armour All-American game in July in Baltimore. I mean, that's special, too. So we got a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia, and all the guys that are involved and all the girls, can't forget Christina Tuso and Stephanie Ferrat. They make what they make what it's all about. Savannah Sports, they do a great job, and I'm just extending it every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Once again, the man down there in the Glen Place Mall got it right for the first time today. My director, my producer, PJ Zucco, we did our first take two, which was a lot of fun. You do a great job every week there, buddy, and once again, whatever you may be doing this week, whatever you may be doing this weekend or week, always, always hit it out of the park. Remember, it's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And we do it for you. Hit it out of the park. It's been a lot of fun. Until next weekend, have a great week. I'm out of here.
Hey! This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.